I don't care what records are. When you're playing AFC North football, you throw a record, you throw where you're playing, all of it out the window. That's why we're so focused on this game being our biggest game of the year.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Steelers Live.
Wolf, what happened to Missy?
You are wondering what I am wondering. Where is Missy Matthews? She is not here today, and so you are stuck with us. Sorry about that. That's the best we can do on short notice. Wow, this has got to be the handsomest.
Yeah, next man up, I guess.
Next man up, indeed.
Well, we are at the bottom of the depth chart, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is, what's today, Wolf?
Today's Ben's day,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Wolf. I'm still on my A game.
You got to keep me straight for the rest of this program. You know, usually to open the show on Wednesday, we would talk about the practice report. However, this is a Monday night game.
Missy had the practice report. She's not here.
The dog ate our homework. But seriously, it is a Monday night game, and the NFL only requires practice reports for 3 days of practice for each game week. So for the Steelers and the Bengals, those requirement days are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday instead of the regular Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So while the Steelers had practice today, there is no practice report available. So we're just going to kind of talk about the injury situation as it was coming out of the Packers game. As explained by Mike Tomlin Tuesday during his news conference, Joe Hayden is out this week. I don't know. I still have the sense that he will be expected to return sometime before the end of the regular season. However, it will not be this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Tomlin also said that he is pretty much optimistic that both Juju Smith-Schuster and Vance McDonald should be able to play Monday night against the Bengals, but their ability to practice and how they practice will be a determining factor there. And then the other two guys listed on Mike Tomlin's Tuesday injury update kind of report were Ryan Shazier and Mike Mitchell. Both of them with ankle-type injuries. Mike Mitchell went into the game with his. Ryan Shazier kind of sustained his in-game. He was also pretty confident that both of them are going to be able to play as well. Any intel out of the locker room?
The interesting stuff, Labs, believe it or not, was from Hayden. He's not going to play this week, but a bunch of us talked to him a little bit about does he have to get back and play a game before the playoffs? Would that be exceptionally helpful? And he kind of said, you know, I don't know. I've never been in this position before. And then he kind of laughed as he realized what he said. But when he got serious, he said, I can find out 2 days before a game if my leg is right, if I can run and cut and plant and jump, I'll be fine. He said he's doing all the football stuff off the field, going to the meetings, looking at the film, talking to the coaches, talking to his teammates. And he said, I noticed Sunday he left the locker room without crutches. He said Sunday he was off crutches. So I think it's optimistic, you know, not a doctor, but I'd be very surprised if you don't see Joe Hayden in the postseason.
Yeah.
Barring a setback.
Yeah, right. What do you think, Wolf?
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, I can imagine Joe when you asked me, he said, playoffs? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like
well, it's kind of like, Joe, would you need to play before the playoffs? And he kind of, you know.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, hey, I'm going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I still remember watching Joe when he came from the tent after he had hurt his leg. And I remember watching him run up and down the sidelines. And I'm thinking, well, can't be too bad. You know, it is the cracked fibula. It is the non-weight-bearing bone. You know, you look at the old-timers like Jack Youngblood. He played in the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl with a cracked fibula.
Not a cornerback, though.
Not a cornerback, absolutely. No. But the fact is, I got high hopes for Joe. You know,
yeah, me too.
Athletes like that, highly motivated athletes, tend to heal faster. And I think Joe Hayden is one of those
guys. For a change,
guys.
I'm living in my hopes.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Well, because I think he is an integral part of what the Steelers want to get accomplished moving forward on defense. Another guy who has been and will continue to be an integral part of what the Steelers want to accomplish on defense is Cam Hayward. Another couple of sacks in that game against the Green Bay Packers.
Getting kind of routine, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and we'll just talk a little bit about your view of what he is able to do from field level. And, you know, you played offensive line. I mean, a guy like this seems to me he is just pushing people around who don't necessarily want to go where he's pushing them.
That's exactly it. You know, the beautiful thing about Cam Hayward is he runs everywhere he goes. And the guys, and you can see the crank right there, that hasn't been seen since Gary Dunn pulled it up.
About that.
Yes, when he punched Steve Grogan accidentally and nearly precipitated a full brawl. But anyhow, with Cam Hayward, he is the mental RPMs and the physical RPMs of that defense. He gets everybody cranked up, and people really, they rally around him. They respond to his effort. When you watch him on whether it's rundowns and he gets a great lockout, plays his gap, or whether it happens to be on pass rushes, one of the things that's beautiful you see with Cam going on now is the fact that Cam has this ability to run tight twists, very disciplined twists. He shaves some steps off, so when he comes around, he gets a full lockout on one of those beef eaters in front of him, and he gets that flat back, and he just pile drives them backwards. And I got to tell you something, it's very impressive. I haven't seen such flat backing, power-driven lockout power since the days of Brett Kiesel and the days of Aaron Smith and Casey Hampton. He's doing a great job, and you watch him, and the younger guys watch him, like Javon, they learn from him. He's that guy in the room you want to point to.
Yeah, two more sacks for Cam Hayward against the Packers. Gives him 9. He leads the team in that category. For his production against the Packers last Sunday night, Cam Hayward was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. We also caught up with him in the locker room.
Do you realize where you are in sacks and among defensive ends in this team's history?
I think the record is 14. But I got a long way to go before that. I know I've hit my career high, but just trying to play good football, and I have to continue to do that.
Is it fair they judge you guys on sacks, basically, when it comes down to it?
It's a little crazy because there are a lot of good defensive linemen that do a lot of good things besides sacks, whether it's tackles for loss, pass defense, whether it's pressure. You know, there's different elements to just being a defensive lineman than sacks. But that is a highly regarded stat that a lot of people get recognized for.